This is the Sunday hour.
It's the 25th of October. It's Sunday, and our first programme for you. We're here broadcasting from the Shaky Radio studios, online and around the world. We have the very best music from worship bands and artists around the world. Reverend Diana with her thoughts and Sunday prayer. Plus Pastor Julian, of course, with his thought for the day. My name is Keith, and this is the Sunday Hour. Song ministers are at Cedarville University, and they say that our Heartsong teams intentionally balance music, scripture and life stories to engage audiences in a way that is distinctly Cedarville. That was them singing Oh Praise the Name. The links to all the music and words today and every week are posted on my webpage, www.sheepinsolitude.co.uk. Carlene Davis is a Jamaican gospel and reggae singer, and she has been since the 1970s. Successful since the early 1980s as a reggae artist, she survived cancer in the mid-90s, after which she dedicated her career to gospel music. This is Carlene Davis, featuring Junior Tucker. Lord, I lift your name on high.
From the cross.
Lift Your Name on High. I played that for Olive, who lives in Nova Scotia, and John in Florida. Rima Marvain began singing the same time as she was talking. In 2009, Rima gained internet fame at the age of 6 after recording her first song, Amazing Grace. This is that first song, Rima Marvain and Amazing Grace.
This is the Sunday Hour.
Following on in our series In the Armour of God, we come to the next thing that Paul talks about. In Ephesians 6 verse 15 he says, "And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." Now I know there are people who live in places and others who have got the ability to do this. But if you're anything like me, walking without shoes is hard, especially outside on uneven and stony ground. Life is like stony ground. Walking through life is tough and difficult, and even more so as a Christian. There are all sorts of things that life brings which can cause us to lose our step, to trip over, or even to fall backwards. And shoes are so important to us because they give us protection for our feet, and more importantly, they help us get a firm foothold. The shoes which are readiness given by the Gospel of Peace is traditionally understood to be a nod to Isaiah 52 verse 7, which says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. In other words, it's seen as a reference to our being ready to proclaim the gospel of peace to all who will listen. And undoubtedly, we have to be ready to do that. After all, as Paul says, how can they believe in the one of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear unless someone tells them? You'll find that in Romans 10:14. But they're not just shoes. They're shoes of peace. Ephesians earlier has already told us Jesus is our peace. In chapter 2 and verse 14, Paul had said, "For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility." And we remember, particularly at Christmas time, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And I don't know if you remember, we looked at peace in February when I did a mini-series on the fruits of the Spirit. You know, without the peace of God operating in your life, it is so easy to get rattled, to allow things to annoy you, to allow things to irritate you, to allow some form of conflict and anger to get into your heart, to get shaken, to get tormented, and to get knocked off your game. But Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and Jesus can bring every one of us peace. Now, that's not just peace with our neighbours, or peace with those with whom we have a conflict, but an inner peace as well. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Did you hear that? You will find rest for your souls in Jesus. So for me, feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace implies to me that the inner peace that I have, which comes from our Lord and which is indwelling in me by his Holy Spirit, drives me to make peace with and to declare peace to the world. And the Lord knows, with all the conflict we see around us in the world today, people need all the peace they can get.
From the Seed Church, that was Pastor Julian Richards. And you can view Pastor Julian's weekly sermon that goes out via the Seed Church on YouTube. And I'll post the link on my website, www.sheepinsolitude.co.uk. The background music this week is How Great Thou Art by Zeno and his acoustic guitar. Zachary Stephen Williams was born in March 5th, 1981. He's an American Christian rock artist from Jonesboro, Arkansas. This is Zach Williams singing No Longer Slaves. Thank you. That was No Longer Slaves and Zach Williams. You can leave a voice message or dedication on our WhatsApp line, 07958 322 468, and we'll play it on air for you. Natalie Diane Grant, born December the 21st, 1971, is an American singer and songwriter. This is Natalie singing Praise You in the Storm.
God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. And as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this dark, and I will lift my hand, 'cause you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear again, my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God takes away. And I'll praise you in this dark, and I will lift my hands, 'cause you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hands. You never left my side. And though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. Oh, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker. I will praise you in
This is the Sunday hour.
We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. It's from Psalm 33, verses 20 to 22. Hillsong Worship, who were formerly Hillsong Live, is an Australian Christian music praise and worship group from Sydney, Australia. They started making music back in 1983 at Hillsong Church. We had the joy to go to Bondi Junction a couple of years ago and attend one of their services. It was truly a remarkable and very memorable experience. This is Cry of the Broken, Hillsong Worship.
This is the Sunday hour.
I'm a big fan of sunshine, but come the autumn, the weather changes and we get misty days and the leaves of the trees start to change colour and they start to fall. And although at the moment there's still quite a few green leaves on the trees where I'm walking today, they're most definitely falling and starting to create that wonderful orangey, yellowy footpath that we get so used to in the autumn time. There are joys of the autumn, they're very different to the joys of the summer, but this is my prayer for the autumn. We praise you, Lord, for autumn, for falling temperatures and morning chill, trees turning gold and red and brown, falling leaves and blowing leaves, the smell of burning leaves, the joy of leaf pile jumping. We praise you, Lord, for autumn, the interplay of outside temperatures and inside warmth, the promise of cider and pumpkin bread, the blessing of blankets and sweaters. We praise you for autumn, the beauty and hope for the change of season, the promise that a coming of autumn heralds another ending, a new beginning, and the wonder of another winter, another spring, another summer yet to come. Amen.
Was the Reverend Diana walking with Cara, her collie, and I'm pleased to say that you can now listen and watch her walking prayer video. The link will be posted on my website. Just look for the Reverend Diana by clicking the Program Links tab. I Lift My Hands by Spring Harvest. They say we aim to make space for everyone to encounter God. We work to inspire and equip Christians to grow confident in their faith. We believe in the power of God to transform lives and communities. This is Spring Harvest and I Lift My Hands.
To the coming King, to the great I Am, to you I sing, for you're the one who reigns within my heart. I lift my King, to the great I Am.
If you want a request or a dedication, you can contact The Sunday Hour, keith@sheepinsolitude.co.uk, or on the WhatsApp line, 07958 322 468, or you can go to my Facebook page, at The Sunday Hour. Bethel Music is one of my favourite worship bands, and they're an American music and worship ministry from Redding, California, originating out of Bethel Church. This is Bethel Music and Raise a Hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna see in the middle of the storm. Laura Mixon Story Elvington is an American contemporary Christian music singer-songwriter, and she began her career in 1996 when she met Shane Williams from the band Silas Bold. This is Laura Story singing Indescribable.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature's unique in the
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's from Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30.
This is the Sunday Hour.
That was Kenny Music and his remix cover of Lauren Daigle's You Say. This next piece is Natasha Midori from Maranatha, Indonesia. Broken Vessels.
All these pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed, but not forsaken, I've been set free, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me,
I was sent this next piece by Caterina in Florence, Italy. This is JJ Heller and The Adventure. Oceans,
you set the galaxies in motion. You see the magic in a single flake of snow. You turn the sidewalk cracks, you can't. On a grand
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. My name is Keith, and that was the Sunday Hour on Shaky Radio.